Let him sell his garment and buy one. That's what Jesus prescribed for his disciples, for them to buy a sword. And as this world descends further and further into chaos, it's something that I think all of us should take heed to as well. With violent crime on the rise, the love of many is indeed waxing cold. And there are seemingly more random acts of violence that I'm noticing on the news than ever. More people are stealing, looting, and rioting. More people are being driven to insanity by the media and by the godless education system. So instead of allowing yourself to be a sitting duck, victim of a demon-possessed Biden voter, it might be time for you to learn how to defend yourself. It might be time for you to own a weapon, to buy a gun, and to learn how to use it. Unless, of course, you actually believe the mantra of progressive so-called Christians, and I use that term as lightly as possible, who've twisted the character of Christ into a dollar store Gandhi ripoff. That's exactly what they've done. That's what they've turned our Savior into. Case in point, John Pavlovitz. This is an American Unitarian fake pastor. And he's an author as well, who's known for extreme far-left social and political pearl-clutching that he posts on his website online. He posted this. He said, quote, "No, Christian, Jesus didn't say that you can have your guns." He says, quote, "The cognitive dissonance of supposed followers of Jesus choosing the side of violence and opposing the movement of mercy is staggering, exceeded only by the contention that Jesus says they can pack heat. There simply aren't any theological gymnastics wild enough to make it work, not with the Jesus who preached that those following in his footsteps would turn the other cheek to violence." So we see here that Pavlovitz is borrowing from the devil's playbook, twisting the words of Christ out of context to promote an extreme, limp-wristed form of pacifism. Now, to be clear, Jesus is not teaching people to turn the other cheek as a murderer breaks into their home and attempts to kill them. You know, if somebody tries to break into your home to kill you or to kill your family, Jesus isn't prescribing for you to turn the other cheek. All right. He's not teaching people to turn the other cheek as some deranged, homeless lunatic chases you with a butcher knife because the voices in his head told him to do so. That's not what he's talking about. That's not what he means. Jesus, in actuality, is referring to a physical assault that would amount to nothing more than an attack on your pride, a shove, a slap in the face, even something a little bit more forceful, but certainly nothing that would actually threaten your life. That's what he's talking about. The Jesus of Scripture, contrary to the false Christ of progressive fake Christianity, commanded his disciples to arm themselves. It's so clear in Scripture. He said the good men of the house would not have suffered his house to be broken up. He taught David's hands to war and his fingers to fight. Why? Because self-defense is biblical. Because self-defense is morally justifiable. Being armed and ready to defend yourself and to defend your family is, in fact, the byproduct of being a man. And it's also the byproduct of having a Baptist bias.